I was talking yesterday about what I would call aberrant sexual behaviour and came to the conclusion that it was because we didn't know what love was, and therefore we couldn't set our affections on things above and not on the earth beneath. The whole issue revolves around our ability to receive what God wants to give us, which is love. And the issue with a divided heart, a heart that is halfway in the world and halfway in the kingdom, is one that hasn't learnt what it is to be the beloved of God. So it's not a condemnation when we are in spiritual adultery, because we love something else more than him. Granted that that's what he levelled at Israel, that they were in spiritual adultery because Yahweh had married Israel as a woman, and saw her as a woman, and also saw her as a woman who was committing adultery. But we are the bride, we are not yet wed to our bridegroom. That is yet to come. What we're in now is our betrothal time. And it's now when we find out that actually we might have an arranged marriage. And we're actually not really in love with the bridegroom that is going to be ours. So now is the time when we can make these mid-course corrections and ask the Lord to give us a heart that is after him. A heart that knows what it is to be unconditionally loved, and therefore responds to that love and opens like a flower. No condemnation. This is our training time. A divided heart can be healed. Ask him to teach you his ways, lead you in his paths, teach you to receive his love. There's a big one. Receiving it is much harder than talking about it. Receiving love when we have experienced none is spelt PAINFUL. It hurts to heal, it hurts to receive his love. But once we have tasted it, we're addicted to it. Where are you today?